Kitten Heels. I love a big gold vintage inspired earring. I like these gold square ones from.
I've worn this in this to the pattern though. Something different. And maybe trench coat. What do you think? Okay. I've worn this in. I love the color. I've got an idea of how I want to style it, but it just looks ugly. And it also kind of feels, if this really doesn't work, I'll just sew it back. That was so hard. I do not know why those stitches need to be so strong. Oh, it feels way more comfortable. Oh, it's still actually a really nice shirt. Improved.
Tell them what you think of the shirt.
Oh, good.
I like this, but what I was thinking of, I remember some pieces from two very gorgeous brands. Shall we? I'm picking at random. First up, this gorgeous set from Sleeper that I've been eyeing up for so long. I always love their labels. Sleeper is like a luxury sleepwear brand, but also they're kind of designed to be worn out. Very like soft, dreamy pieces. Quite like minimalist, nice fabrics and like cute details. I had to get one size up and I don't know if it's too big, but I love the design and the fabric. Love this for a night out. Very Carrie Bradshaw on New Year's Eve. Or just for like around the house, which is probably where I'll wear it. Ooh. I've never bought anything from this brand before. Loved this color. Guys, the cut is beautiful, the color is beautiful, but what would be unforgivable is me showing it to you without properly steaming it, and it really needs a steam. I've got to take the dog out. Let me steam it and style it in another video.
Only 6 weeks to plan my wedding, I knew I had to bring my love for flowers into the mix. Having already grown an array of cut flowers using seeds and Sarah Raven's Dahlia collections, I was excited to...
They bought us a ball pit. I wish I could say that's not only the most obnoxious but wildly unnecessary purchase she's ever made, but then there's my sister, and that will forever take the cake, okay? I don't know what happened when we moved. I don't know what kind of lobotomy this lady had, but she's like, oh my god, we should spend quality time. I'm like, here's...
Things I would not allow to touch my kid's skin. I'm Dr. Pasha, functional urologist and surgeon, here to challenge the status quo. Come on, let's get at it. Number one, conventional sunscreen. These products contain oxybenzone, among many other ingredients that are hormone disruptors. That is, they mess up the delicate messaging systems in your kids. Also, retinol palmitate, when exposed to the sun, can cause inflammation on the skin and even maybe be carcinogenic. Finally, there are fragrances in these products which can be allergenic and cause headaches. A good alternative, limit direct sun exposure, especially between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We like sun hats and protective clothing, and if you must use a sunscreen, I recommend a mineral-based sunscreen. Number two, Purell and antimicrobial soaps. Oh.
Supposed to be backpacking and only wearing like really practical clothing that work for everything, the weather? Yes, that in China. clothes are cheap and really cute in our capes. This is outfit number one. I really decided to hop on the miniskirt trend because they're on sale here because it's winter. As I'm trying all this on, I really hope that I wasn't blindsided into the fact that thinking these are cute because I've been in China for like a hot minute. I hope these are actually cute when I get back to the United States. One thing about China, it's the fact that they make really good fakes because 6 months ago, I brought a real Vivienne Westwood ring and it broke. These obviously don't feel like the real thing, but they look like the real thing. And honestly, the bag that they came in looks exactly like the Vivienne Westwood bag. This ring and this ring, dog tag, cross, Vivienne Westwood pendant. Now I'm like stacked. These cute earrings and then another one that are like orb-like. Picked up this cream lipstick blush thing. I saw all the TikTok girlies getting this like flower brand. I forgot what it's called. Tried out a new lip gloss that's like literally known for being a dollar. I think it's really popular here. It looks exactly like my Dior lip gloss. I really can't tell the difference. And then the practical boring things I needed to go train like a month again.
You want to look put together, but don't want to spend so much time.
Yeah.